queefing out of your repertoire now?
I mean, queefing is something that I will always be able to do because I have a very strong vagina that likes to breathe.
Yeah.
But as far as being in my repertoire, it was never in my repertoire. It is only done upon request. And I got to get paid.
Not and yet. How much does it pay?
How much does a queef cost?
How much does it pay? A queef, well, it depends on
what
kind of queef
going
you want.
For?
Average queef goes for about $45.
It's the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio. I have no clue if you guys can hear me. Maybe because my headphones aren't plugged in.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Chaos ensues. Welcome to the show, hopefully. Hello. Ba-ba-ba-ba. It's the... Oh, Jesus Christ. Welcome
All right.
to the Naughty Show. It's we're live.
How's it going
here.
So far?
Welcome to a very special episode. Very special episode. We're doing some stuff because some people are going to be out of town for the Easter week. So we wanted to get some episodes in so you guys have something to listen to. Please welcome
Hi.
Vicky and Garrett to the show.
Well, thanks, Sam. It's great to be here. Big fan. Long
thanks
time.
For having us on.
First time.
Is this what this what it looks like with the lights on? Oh, man. This
yeah.
is nice.
It's got a real... Yeah, real ecstasy vibe. Going
right,
on
doesn't
here.
It? Yep. I want to drop some molly. I want to grind yeah. on you guys.
Whoa, pal.
Whoa, hey.
Pal, actionable.
Come on, slow
it's
grind.
Workplace harassment.
That mustache says slow grind my face.
Whoa, hey, pal. A guy can have a mustache and it doesn't mean he wants ass on his face.
Oh, and that's not what Dean Del Rey thinks.
I learned that one.
Guys, it's a big show. We have some of the Playboy people are here watching us as this laser light show goes on. We had Jukebox Live here. I think that's where Playboy Television shows pornos. Like it's like all requests live.
I don't know Jukebox Live, but I already love Jukebox Live.
It's like, hey, man, I'm looking for like some interracial gangbang anal. And they're like, all right, next up.
Hey, all right.
Boom. And it pops up on the screen. Everybody
Drive
says.
Drive time traffic.
Yeah.
Anal gangbang.
I've done Playboy Television many times. I'm kind of what they call a regular around here.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah.
Way
People like me. I'm very special. And I did stand up here on the channel on the television one time, and I did it. They didn't introduce me as a stand-up comedian. They're like, hey, if you like funny guys, here's Sam Tripoli. I just walk out. And after girls are doing like some weird dildo suck-off blow-bang thing.
A blow-bang?
Yeah, they like had like eight dildos and girls were acting like they're blowing them. They're like, yeah, this is great. And they're like, this is so crazy. And then they're like, please welcome to the stage, Sam Tripoli. And I walk out and just like silence. Yeah. And I'm trying to tell some well-crafted material. And people are just like, what are you doing here?
So then did you start doing your own blow bang?
Yeah. Then yeah. I'm like, give me those dildos. And I could.
Suck
I just
those
went
dildos.
Pac-Man. It was like I was Pac-Man just running from ghosts.
And that's when they
fucking.
Started calling you Suck It Sam, right?
Yeah, right. So I started. So then I got done. And then I did the show. And then I'd be like walking down the street. And people were like, hey, dude, were you on Playboy TV? I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, you know how to ruin a perfectly good jerk-off moment.
Ah.
Yeah. Aw. So the question is, how many people are still punching Munchkin?
Whoa.
As I'm doing my stand-up.
Hey, that's
how many people are like, we're past the point of no return. And now all of a sudden we got a guy who just can't stop beating off to Comedy Central.
Punching Munchkin, huh?
Yeah.
Big fan.
You know where I got that from?
Huh.
A Saturday Night Live sketch.
Oh. I've heard about
Phil,
that show.
Phil Hartman, when he had this, when the town is worried there's a bunch of zombies going around.
Sure.
Beating off.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that sketch?
No.
It was so
no.
funny. And the truth was matter, it wasn't zombies. It was actually the sheriff. We got a bunch of zombies walking around punching the munchkin. And then he's describing it's the sheriff, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, man.
What?
Phil Hartman was so great. Do you remember Phil Hartman when they did Siskel and Ebert, but they were critiquing gay porn?
No.
No.
You don't remember that
what
one?
What are all these filthy Phil Hartman sketches that you remember?
Him as Sinatra, though, with Sinead O'Connor was so fucking great. Put a bag over your head. Do the business.
That was the best with the duets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was great. See, I remember that. Nice, wholesome Phil Hartman moments.
Yeah.
Did anyone go more crazy than Sinead O'Connor? I mean, just batshit crazy.
Yeah. Yes. Miley Cyrus went more crazy.
I don't think she went crazy. I think
I know.
She's just.
Well, you have her back.
Well, I think she just knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I guess.
She knows how to just completely manipulate everything. Where Sinead O'Connor went
doesn't
nuts.
That say that person's more out of their mind, Sam?
No.
No?
It doesn't.
Oh, sorry. Well, fuck you then.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
What else is going on? What's new? What's happening? Ultimate Warrior passed away. That's kind of sad.
That is a shame. Now, like, it was three, right? There was three deaths. There was Mickey Rooney. Mm-hmm. They were all calling him Andy Rooney on the news.
Yeah.
There's another one, right?
John Panette.
Yeah.
Which you knew.
The Ultimate Warrior. A classic three, just like you'd expect.
That's the big three.
That's the big three.
That's a big three right there. I mean, they all had the reasons you were going to go. One was old, one was fat, one was just abused his heart.
That's fair. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know who's who, but yeah.
And then there's this chick out of nowhere, this young chick who passed away. And they're like, they're trying as hard as they can not to say that was drug overdose.
Well, I mean, who? Yeah, really.
You know. Yeah, totally. Oh. Totally. 100% dude. I mean, that's a lot of cocaine.
What happened?
A lot of cocaine. You have to do a lot of drugs to be 25 and to go out.
Yeah.
I mean, your heart is built to rock.
You're putting up triply numbers, maybe.
No.
No, you don't think so?
Triply.
Way less?
No, dude. I would take pride if that was a level.
Sam, we've talked about your drug use on the show before.
Yeah.
From what I understand, you were quite a blower.
It was quite excessive.
Right?
I would not say it was quite excessive.
Bangs.
I would say it happened.
Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, Sam used to do a lot of cocaine.
No,
and
I never
what?
Did
what?
Do a lot of cocaine.
What?
I partook in it.
One time.
One time, many times. One time, a couple times. What's that? Oh, I could hear that. But did we have stuff planned to talk about?
Yeah, here's the thing. Remember, I was like, oh my God, my internet's down. That's weird. Yeah, it was all my power was out.
Oh, really?
So I don't have one thing printed. Is
there any chance it was terrorism?
You think someone specifically wanted to stop us having information for this show?
Yes.
I could buy into that.
All right.
That would be a good reason.
This has Putin written all over it.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you, what is going on with this plane? And by, CNN's crazy.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, we got to stop with this plane shit.
Can I just tell you that?
It crashed.
CNN showed a guy snorkeling looking for the plane.
They should. I wish to.
I saw your tweet about it.
He's snorkeling.
You're like, something's going on.
It's like,
where is he snorkeling?
I don't know. They just like the search for the plane gets closer to a certain area, and they just show a guy in a snorkel.
CNN is the only network with a snorkeling reporter.
Yeah.
We think it might be 5 inches below the surface of the water.
CNN is out of their minds. We have to stop caring about this plane. I mean, it's sad. People died.
People did die.
But good God, it didn't go into another dimension.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Yes, we do. Because planes don't fly into other dimensions, and they think they found the black fucking box.
But they think they've been saying that forever.
No, we're talking about it, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. We shouldn't be doing this shit. But it's over. But CNN needs to stop. Has to stop. Somebody needs to go over there and start punching anchors.
Really?
Yeah. Every fucking 5 minutes, they're just like, and we go to our fake cockpit.
Yeah.
And they ask a guy questions. It's like, they found it.
People must be watching it because they
but
just
people
keep
people are
doing
idiots. It doesn't mean
I know. We did that. We were talking about that today. The masses are asses, dude. They really are.
Yeah.
They really are. They're just fucking retards.
I know, but we have a big problem because they're leading. So yeah. We're just sitting in the back seat just like, we're
going
the wrong way.
Who do you blame it on?
Fucking Obama. This guy's head so far up his ass. His own food.
I've been talking about how women are just banging the wrong human beings, and they're really ruining society.
It probably is a lot like Idiocracy, really.
But the best example is Khloe Kardashian. I went down my list of people you should never fuck. She's knocked off the top two. NBA players, then rappers. She's now on a rapper.
Who is she on now?
She's on this Frenchie Montana.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't even know who that dude is, but I know his career's about to go to shit. and his world's about to crumble.
Yeah.
I do a joke about the fact that the Kardashians have been the worst thing to the black community since sickle cell.
Sam, you're taking some comedic liberties there, right?
No. I mean, they've destroyed everything. They've destroyed everything.
Yeah.
I mean, every black entertainer they've touched has gone to dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but they're terrible. But who's propped them up? The asses.
No, women. I hate when, let's be very specific on who loves the Kardashians. Controversy. Who loves the Kardashians? Women. Who loves all bad television? Women. Name me one show that guys like that isn't dog shit. That's dog shit.
Name one show that guys like
that guys
that's
love
dog shit.
That's dog shit. I say one. Duck Dynasty. That's it.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a great example.
I can go on forever.
Swamp People.
Yeah, there's a lot of dog. I'm Finding Bigfoot. That's for fuck. There's no. They're fucking idiots. That's just guys throwing jerky in a forest.
No, but those are guys doing work. Guys like shows. Guys going to work.
Well, maybe maybe you're just
justifying in our guest. Let's bring in our guest, and they will jump in on this really debatable topic.
Oh, Sam. Well, everyone's excited.
Our next two guests are hilarious comedians. They're two of the funniest people working today. I've worked with them several times, and I'm really happy that they were able to leave the LA Zoo to come hang out with us.
Yes.
Please welcome the black unicorn herself, Tiffany Haddish.
The last black unicorn, Tiffany Haddish.
The last and only black.
Yes.
You are the Godzilla of black unicorns.
That's
right. You are just whooping ass. I love that.
Godzilla noise.
And one of the funniest guys I've worked with, he's a legend of the game. We'll talk about whether he wants to be called a legend or not. Please welcome the one and only Mr. Honest John, everybody.
Yeah.
I just want my bank account to become legendary.
Yeah, right? You and I have been hustling for a long time. I think you and I worked together one time. I was opening and you were featuring for Jesus Christ, if I remember correctly. You and I have been doing comedy so long.
Yeah, but you know, he died.
Yeah. We buried him, right?
He died that night. Yeah.
That night, he got crucified. He couldn't follow the fucking dynamic duo that night. Yeah.
But you know what? The funny part, he has a new act, and the funny part is trying him trying to drink water with his hands.
Yeah, it's very
It's like when a cartoon character gets shot a bunch and takes a drink of water.
So you guys were kind enough, and I know we promised you tons of weed, and we will get you that weed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm looking for.
I know you guys don't give a shit about
it. Really want Twitter followers and Instagram followers. I'm about to start taking pictures of my nipples.
Well,
and just posting
them.
Just posting
that's
nipple shots.
Can you still do that on Instagram?
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to be able to tell that it's my nipple or not.
Why?
That's because I'm going to do very close. Zoom in. Guess what body part this is?
I'll play and that game just, with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess nipple.
And I'm going to put one little sparkle in it, you know, just a little glitter inside of it.
I don't know how you don't have a million billion followers.
I guess because I'm not taking nipple shots all the time. I've been taking sexy pictures, but I've been having my clothes on.
Okay, we'll get into all that. I want to get into
That's
a lot of stuff.
You want to be a serious artist.
Yeah, give that up now. Do you want to be a serious artist or a rich motherfucker?
I want to be a rich motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're one of the funniest people I know. We were just talking about, we're not going to say your name. We saw somebody on television. I'm going to claim this. Vicky has nothing to do with this. I saw this female comic on television. The least funny human being I've ever seen in my fucking life. And she's on the show. And I'm like, maybe this is why nobody thinks female comics are funny. Because you keep putting these unfunny chicks on television. And then there's fucking black unicorns running around.
What?
No, you put an S on the end of black unicorn, man.
No, there's a unicorn.
There's
a black singular unicorn.
One.
That part.
I mean,
because I'm not pregnant yet. Yeah, but I am ovulating.
Oh, God.
That's how I got into comedy, was by seeing somebody on TV on the old Evening at the Improv show, and I was like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And he's on TV. I can do that. And the next day, I was out at the open mic.
Joe Rogan has a story about that. I forget the name of the comedian. He was this Native American comedian. He went out on a date, and he was watching his comic, and he's like, I can be funnier than this guy. And he just started doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to do your show last night. You have a really great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's called Bite the Mic.
Bite the Mic.
You
yes.
literally have a bit mic on stage.
Yes.
That was impressive.
Yes.
The prop.
Vicky came to the show. We were really blown away by how well produced that show is.
I came to it too.
Well, you left early, so.
I had to leave, but yeah. I don't even get a mini shout out.
What do you got to go get a groom?
Well, you were there for 5 minutes.
Yes.
I had a bottle of
Scoping
water. I talked to three people. Come
trying
on.
He's trying to get on the show.
What?
when he found out he wasn't going to get a spot, he left.
I thought it was an
you
open
and your
mic.
Buddy from American History X over there.
Oh, yeah.
Who just curb stomping black people.
Listen, got a guy with a mustache.
Looking like he just got out of jail.
Yeah.
Like he was the king. Guys, of the
me and him are rolling around everywhere.
You guys look
Sail
like you guys just
sea.
Start in the hardest of gay porn possible. Why are the kids excited about hardcore gay porn? I don't get it.
They love it.
I want to know who this comedian was that was on TV.
No,
that
yeah,
that wasn't
come on,
so funny.
Names.
No, I won't do it.
No, it's never a good idea.
No, I don't care if she likes me or not. I just don't want to get Vicky involved.
Oh,
if
okay.
Vicky wasn't here, I would fucking flamethrow the room.
I'm just the person that received the text message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Way.
So she has nothing to do with it. I have everything to do
with
it.
Okay, well, then don't tell me.
But
we did. It did make us go into how great you are.
White or black?
White.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Well, then that's why she's on TV.
I was just talking about, I mean, and honest, John, you're kind of special in that you really made your name doing the black comedy circuit. That's how I kind of learned about you. You were back in the day. You were kind of one of the first guys, I would say, that kind of went through and just kind of blew up through the black circuit. Talk about that.
Well, I was driving down Wilshire, and I went left instead of right.
Oh,
that's a tricky move.
Wound up at the Comedy Act Theater, which is a legendary club.
Right.
Michael
Williams. Yeah.
And it got to be a thing where, because when I went there, people knew who I was, and they were glad to see me. If I went up to the regular clubs, I was just...
You're just another motherfucker.
Another guy. So where are you going to go? So that's why I stayed with the...
I love
black
doing
clubs.
Black rooms. I think they're so much fun. Here's what I've always learned about black rooms. You never want to be the second white guy in a black show. You want to be the first white guy. They're like, yeah, he came down. Man, that's some brave shit. Thank you for coming down to this fucking area of town. That's some real. And then another one goes, oh, what are you guys, taking over our show now?
Get up!
I don't know. I would prefer to do the white rooms. I prefer to do white rooms. Because
why
I,
is that?
I know I'm going to get paid.
Yeah.
Exactly what I'm told I'm going to get paid.
Really? Because you demand pay. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do my show? How much?
Yes, how much does it pay?
Doesn't even ask what date is. How much?
Yes, because for me, I mean, I'm a single woman. You know, I'm recently divorced. My rent $1,750. I need to pay it. Period.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna live in my Geo Metro again. I've done that three times in my life, and I will never.
Did
do
you
it
really
again.
Live in your car?
I really lived in my car, man. I remember Kevin Hart pulled up on me one day, and I had all my stuff in the car, and he's like, "What the hell's going on? Are you moving?" I was like, "No, this is my house. This is where I live. You want to come inside? Would you like some water?" Where do you sleep at night? I said, I sleep in Beverly Hills. I live off of Rodeo. I'm doing it big. You know, the police come by every day and check on me. My life is good. And he gave me, I'll never forget it. It almost makes me want to cry when I think about it. He's the first man out of all that time that didn't try to take me home, didn't try to fuck me. He gave me $300, said, get you a hotel room. You're too pretty and too talented to be sleeping in a car. And that next day, I got a phone call. I had put in for an apartment, got the apartment. I only had $200 of my own. And with that $300, I had the $500 to move
in. Oh, that's awesome.
And he like saved my life. I feel like he saved my life.
Tiffany Hash, your nickname is Even Money. That's what I call you. You are Even Money. I've never met someone where I'm like, so sure that they're going to do everything they want to do. You are even fucking money.
Well, you know, that's because I'm an angel.
I'm
a unicorn.
You're a black
unicorn.
Fucking unicorn.
You know, God is my bestie.
Don't get nervous. That's not the cops. Those are fire marshals.
Oh,
so
okay,
you can
cool.
calm down.
Well,
good
you know,
mustache,
I am
though.
Hot in the pants.
Yeah.
He needs to come put it out. Put this fire out.
So you guys... You guys were at the zoo. What happened? You guys were kind enough?
I have a YouTube channel. And I'm always looking for. Mostly, it's me talking shit. You know, a lot of politics and religion and all that kind of stuff like that. Right?
How do people take to that, especially on YouTube, where you're up against cats farting? How does politics and religion go?
I have a small but devoted following.
That's all
but,
you can ask
but
for.
My channel is growing. And like, for example...
What is the channel, real quick? YouTube, what is it? Honest John?
Well, it's easiest to find if you put in Honest John, comedian. It's easier to find that. But the channel name is Old Comic One.
Okay.
And matter of fact, one of the things I did, I put up a video called Vladimir Putin is Gay.
Yeah.
And I even got angry responses from Russia, which really? I was like, yeah, that's cool.
That's great.
But then, like, next end of the month, I'm going to Kyrgyzstan to do some shows for the military, and the promoter says, well, we can fly through Istanbul or Moscow? And I said, I better go through Istanbul.
Oh, yeah. They'll pull you over, dude. Now, what is this? Is this a USO or is this a...
AFN.
Yeah, what's AFN? Armed Forces Entertainment?
Yeah, that kind of thing. USO wants you to be a little more family friendly.
No, I just did. I was with Adam Hunter. Mm-hmm. We had followed...
Oh, yeah.
We had just... Who'd we follow? What's his name? He's out of New York City. Anyways, he's Mitch Fatale. We follow Mitch Fatale, who's hilarious and but nice filthy, you know, right. Like in kind of sneaky filthy, not like me, just fucking jackhammers you up. But he's sneaky filthy. He went there, supposedly did a show, got a standing O, and one sergeant there went nuts. Because he was so dirty. Anybody in the military could find. Try to get a hold of Obama to ban dirty comedy. So we went over there. And dude, I've done Afghanistan. I've done comedy all over the world for military people. They love filthy comics.
Yeah.
They're like college kids. Yeah. But they didn't go to college. And they
are kids.
Yeah, they really are. And it took me one or two shows to realize they like their balls busted. If you find the right guy there and you start pounding on him, dude, the place will go fucking nuts. But they just neutered us. So I'm telling jokes and I'm editing. You ever done that where you have to edit on the go? It's horrible, man.
I'd love to see that. Sam, I have an edit on the go in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I just did a military show in Italy, Rome, and Greece.
Oh, they must have loved you in Italy.
Man. And we had to be it was kids in the audience, super family friendly, right? And so I was super clean, but there's some jokes that I love that I'm going to tell regardless, and they're dirty. And so I would tell the joke, and I'd be like, and fill in the blank right here. These are Mad Lib jokes, and I'm going to leave a blank, and you guess what that means. And so talking about bikini waxes, and I was like, yeah, and then the lady ripped the paper off, and I was like, oh, fill in the blank. And then one of the kids goes, bitch, bitch. The kid was like five. Bitch, bitch. It was great. I was like, you guys need to train your kids better. Where is the discipline in the military with your kids? And I need you to do 10 push-ups right now, PT time.
I guess you left out the bit where you queef.
What you're known for. Have you stopped doing that? Is queefing out of your repertoire now?
I mean, queefing is something that I will always be able to do because I have a very strong vagina that likes to breathe.
Yeah.
As far as being in my repertoire, it was never in my repertoire. It is only done upon request. Period. And I got to get paid.
Oh, no.
Not and yet. How much does it pay?
How much does a queef cost?
How much does it pay? A queef? Well, it depends on
what
kind of queef
going
you want.
For?
The average queef goes for about $45.
$45?
Yeah, about $45.
Should we say, Sammy, I can get you a $20 queef.
I can get you a $20 queef, but it's going to be real. It's going to be
not worth it.
Should we get a Kickstarter started for a $45 queef?
Yeah.
Queef dreams?
Should we get Luminati to donate? If we can get 45 people to donate $1.
For the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can buy a great queef.
Yeah, and then I'll even let somebody hold some glitter right between my legs. Glitter everywhere, a glitter queef.
Dude, never you been are entering the danger zone. If you don't think I would pay good money
Sam's never been
for
happier.
Fucking that.
For a glitter queef?
Hold on.
What about this?
You'll put glitter in your vagina.
No, not in my vagina.
No.
The glitter will be... I'll let you hold your hand.
Okay.
With glitter in it right by my vagina.
Okay.
And I'll queef in your hand and the air will... The glitter will go everywhere.
It's like when LeBron claps his hand
done
with the chalk.
Deal.
Yeah, because if you put it inside my vagina, it's going to come out in clumps of moisture.
20 years from now, you'll be like, there's still fucking glitter, man.
Or we could do bubbles. You could get some bubbles, right?
Stop!
And then you can, dip the wand in, dip the wand in the bubble juice.
Stop!
And hold it right there by my vagina, and I'll blow bubbles
out
of it.
How much does that cost
me? Bubbles. That's going to cost you about $475.
I think that should be part of the 4th of July show.
Yeah. For the troops.
You know, because you got to be playing Hail to the Chief while she queefs out the glitter.
I would do that. I think we got to make that happen. That is so great.
Yeah. Has to happen.
Right?
Yes.
And get a Kickstarter started. I'll do it. I'll train.
What do you do? What's our show at the podcast festival? Podfest?
LA Podfest.
LA Podfest?
Yeah, when is that?
September 26th, Friday
all right.
night.
Check your calendar, see if September 26th available. That might be a great way to...
I'm pretty sure that's my cousin's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I was planning on going to jail to visit her, but...
Oh, Christ.
I can come and queef $475.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to cost you.
I'll bring the glitter.
All right.
So we're saying I'll bring the glitter and the bubbles.
So we're going to have to negotiate on the bubbles, though.
I'm just saying.
We might have to
negotiate. There's quite a jump from the glitter to the bubbles. I mean, I don't know what the market's dictating now. Yeah. But it seems like quite a leap.
Well, why is it such a... Do you take Groupon or anything?
Is it bubbles are more expensive?
Yeah, the bubbles, yeah. Well, no, you know I get them both from the 996 store. I tell you what. I give you the bubbles and the glitter. Uh-huh. I'll do both of them. $500.
Oh, well, how did that... How's that a deal?
Just $25 increase.
We'll talk about it.
I mean, it's worth it.
Now, last night, you know... You were a really great host last night of the show.
And I'll fart with glitter for $50. I tell you
honest, John, just be honest. Dust is going to come out when you fart. Because that's what happens anyway.
Old Testament's going to fall out of his asshole.
A ghost.
I'm the ghost of honest John's asshole. You get 3 wishes.
And it's going to be $45.
$50.
Now, you were really nice last night.
Oh, thank you.
You were a great host.
Thank you.
You work really well with Samson.
Yeah, that's
my buddy. You guys are great. And you were going around. You were making everybody comfortable. You're really great. You and I started talking politics, which is great, and which brought up the subject that you like to eat ass, but...
No, I said, if I'm in love,
yes,
and the man is taking care of me, paying all my bills.
Paying all my bills.
He's taking care of me like he's supposed to.
All right.
I will eat his ass.
Okay.
After I wash it. I got to wash it real
good.
Power
wash it.
With a high wash cloth, you know, some Lever 2000. I'm going to clean it all good. I'm going to talk nasty to you while I'm cleaning that ass. Oh, yeah, baby. You've been doing such a good job paying the mortgage and the light bill and the gas bill. And you bought me this new beautiful Indian hair. Got me looking like a thoroughbred unicorn. Oh, yeah. I'm about to lick all the shit out that ass. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you eaten ass before?
Yeah, I was a married woman, so yes.
Oh, you ate your husband's ass?
Yeah, that's the only ass I've ever eaten.
Aww.
Oh, that's so cute.
How long were you married for?
I was married for like 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, for 5 years.
When did you guys meet? 11th grade?
I met him in 2001 on a cruise during 9/11, and he stalked me for 6 years after that. Yeah.
You met him on a cruise?
Yeah, on a cruise. I was on a cruise with another guy.
Oh, my God.
And he followed me around the boat with the camera and kept talking to me and telling me how beautiful I was and all that. And I was like, whatever. And then he was older than me. I was like 21, and he was like 32. And I was like, ew,
oh,
gross.
Such an
you're
old man.
Old balls. Like, in my mind, at that time, I thought that was old.
Oh, yeah.
And then he told me he was a police. And I was like, oh, it's cool to have a police friend in case I get arrested. So we exchanged numbers, and we talked on the phone for like a year. And I was like, oh, he's so old and boring.
While you were dating somebody else? You had a side piece?
I had broke up with that dude that came on the boat with me right when that cruise was over, because he came on a boat with $50. So,
nice.
You know, how do you come on a 7-day cruise with $50?
Can barely buy a queen.
Fucking asshole.
Can barely buy a queen. You buy one queen, now you got $5 to eat.
That's
for
a queen for the tip.
$50. He didn't get no, needless to say, he didn't get no pussy on that cruise. You know, he couldn't afford the pussy.
Now you've got to walk the plank.
That's at least $200. No, at least $200.
I can't believe you bring $50 on a cruise. How much is this cruise? What ghetto cruise is this?
It was a Carnival cruise. It was like, at that time I was working for the airline, so I got a great discount on it. I got it for $175 for 7 days.
Oh my God.
Because I was working for Alaska Airlines, so it was like super awesome. And it was a bunch of people from my job. My auntie came, and then my boyfriend at the time came. And
with $50.
Yeah, with $50. He had just lost his job the month before or whatever, and his mama gave him $50, and that's all he came with. And I was like, you should stay home if you don't have money. And he was like, no, you ain't finna be fucking on the boat without me. And I'm like, oh, you gonna fuck too? Like, who are you fucking on the boat? Because you're not fucking me with $50.
Like, if I go on a date, should I bring a bank statement?
On a date with me?
Yeah.
No, just bring a knot of money.
Yeah.
Just bring a fucking knot.
Just wad.
Just make a statement.
Yeah, make a statement with that wad of money you got.
Anshan, you dating anybody? Are you married? Are you just banging poon on the road? What's going on? Are you just are you getting chicks who have Santa fetishes? What are you doing?
There's my date right there.
Summertime Santa.
You just beating off? Summertime Santa. Hey, man. Hey, it's my vacation, kid. Fuck off. Hey, I don't care if you're being naughty or nice. Go fuck yourself. Hey, is that your mom? You want a toy? Let me go fuck her tits.
Let me tell you something. I don't have to pretend like I'm listening to my hand. I don't have to pretend to be interested in my hand. And if I get something else, my hand happy.
You should be getting ass all the time. I should be. All the women your age, their husbands have died off, or
I ain't interested in no wrinkled up old bitch age.
What do you want? 20, 30 year old pussy?
I want them younger than Tiffany.
Really? Damn. That's some pedophile shit.
That's honest. Fresh out of high school.
It all depends on the age of consent in the state that I'm in. That's what I understand. You know, so it can go from like.
Hans-John, I'm going
to
yell.
14 to 17 to 21. Don't look at me like I'm a creep. I didn't write the law. Nah. I'm enforcing it.
When you walked in, we looked at you like you were a creep. Listen, you're a great guy. I love you, Hans-John. I'm going to yell a state. You tell me age of consent. I have a feeling you know this. Utah. Okay.
Utah is probably like 9.5.
Yeah, seriously. That's creepy as fuck. Where have you been gigging? I haven't seen you for a while. I saw you at the store for a little while, and then you've been just road.
This one of his hoes calling right now. She just got out of school. She just come pick
me
up.
Where are you? Can we get McDonald's?
I've been gigging everywhere
I
can.
My scooter broke down.
You and I are like. How did you two hook up? How did this one come together?
Oh, man,
I've known Tiffany
since I began.
Really young. Like, you were one of Jamie Masada's, like, super. Is that the story, like, Jamie and Dane Cook kind of helped you over the years?
Not Dane, but Dane was there. But
I knew Tiffany when she had, like, half a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I've watched
her. She hasn't even discovered queefing yet.
And we became good friends. And. Like, I've seen her, like, she's gone from being, you know, like, you don't know who the hell she is to she's on all these shows and all this shit.
She's on, like, 90 shows.
Yeah. Every time they have that thing on, like, a 50 greatest
all those VH1.
Celebrity meltdowns and shit like that. There's Tiffany talking shit about the guy.
You are on everything.
I try to be. I really try to be on everything.
I think you're going
to. My mission is to one day be, I want to be like the next Halle Berry / Jim Carrey with that Tom Hanks accredited, you know, award winning Tom Hanks type style with that Oprah Winfrey money, you know what I'm saying, with a little Bill Gates on there.
Are you going to return my phone calls when you're famous?
Yeah, I'm always going to return your phone calls because I don't, if you're stranded somewhere, I want to come and help you.
Yeah, when I'm sleeping in my car, will you give me $300?
I will give you $300. Yes. See, because I've made that much off of you at this point.
Here's the thing.
Well, at that point, you'll have made $500 for sure.
Yeah. I mean, well, dude, that glitter thing's
going to
kill.
That's like a month away.
Yeah. You know, you'd be a great person to date, but I just feel like you're going to blow up and then just going to be these super alpha males are going to be trying to hook up with you all the time. I'm going to put a Viper alarm system on that pussy.
Wow. You're going back to Viper.
Now
huh?
You're sounding like my ex-husband. That's why he's not my husband anymore, because he was feeling that way.
But he did get his ass eaten.
It's going to happen. You're going to be getting hit on by fucking football players, NBA players.
Bring it. I got portable STD test and
oh, you're gonna do it? What do you CSI? You swabbing nuts before you hook up?
Hell yeah, pee in this cup. Let's see what color does this pee turn. Is the pH balance right? You know, because if a man's pH balance ain't right,
what are we having sex or doing a fucking science experiment?
Oh, we doing science and then we gonna make sex science. That part. Okay, sex is a science. Let's get with it. It's chemistry, boo.
How much love for anal? How much love do you have to be in for anal?
Oh, I gotta be in super love.
Like a super rock.
I gotta be in super love or super drunk in love. Yeah. I gotta be drunk in love.
Your shit face.
I gotta be that Beyonce drunk in love. Cause I'm telling you, I mean, anal is not nothing nice. It does. I mean,
is that
especially
just a white
if you got
thing?
An already boo boo, and then it feel like the boo boo crawling back up in you.
Yeah,
like, it's the ketchup. You gotta
theorem.
Clean. You gotta know a day before that you're gonna do this. You know, this has
which
to
is
be.
Awkward.
Yeah. So you can cleanse out.
Hey,
you know,
hon, I was thinking maybe tomorrow night we do some anal. So it's start cleaning the tubes. So, that'd be great.
Yeah. You have to book
on
that.
On my wedding
for sure.
night, I was like, I'm going to give him all that. He can have my whole body. He going to be in every single orifice. His dick was in my ear, in my nose. Yeah. I let it hit both my eyeballs. I mean,
you let him hit both your eyeballs?
Yes, I tried to get his penis in my pee-pee hole. Like, I tried to put it in everything. And then he put it in my ass. And I had to duct tape my ass cheeks together the next day so I don't shit on myself when I giggle. It was horrible.
Wait,
you had to put a cork in your ass? Yes.
Is that true that you duct taped your ass?
I duct taped my ass cheeks together because every time I giggled, it was like a little something was coming out.
People were like, "You look so beautiful today." You're like, "Thank you," with a duct taped ass.
If only you knew.
Yeah.
If only you knew.
Thanks.
And by the way, the company that makes duct tape should pay for product placement right there. That is product placement.
Yes. Right? Yes. I don't understand how gay men do it. And I don't understand how dudes in jail do it either.
Sometimes they don't have to say.
Yeah.
They just got
to.
Ask Gareth and his hardcore gay friend over here.
Hey, do you know? Let me tell you something about my early 20s. In my early 20s, I used to date nothing but gangsters, dope dealers, like murderous type dudes.
Why? Why'd you do that?
Those were the kind of guys that were attracted to me, right?
That's who liked me. Like crazy.
That's who liked me. And I would like be like, if you want to fuck me, you got to color in this coloring book. If you color outside the lines, I'm not fucking you.
How early were you fucking?
I was fucking all the time. Look,
when did you lose your virginity?
These dudes became to the police. Look,
how young were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 17. I was raped by the police.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
handcuffed
serious?
Handcuffed and all that. Yeah.
It got serious?
Yeah, 17. Aww. Yeah. Aww. But it's cool. I healed. I fucked the law over a lot of times. Yeah. So don't worry about it.
That's why you fucked criminals to get back at the cops, right?
No. I was fucking cops, too. They was gangsters, too.
Cops are gangsters,
too.
Dude.
They are. And
nobody talks about
too.
That shit.
Yeah, and I got a lot of them fired from the. That was like, it was kind of like a little mission of mine. A lot of them got fired.
Oh, Jesus Christ! There's fire! Fire started!
I'm sorry, but what was I saying? So those dudes that I was dating, like three of them, right? Okay, are still alive. And they just stopped talking to me. And I thought, dang, like they must didn't like coloring in the coloring book. They were tired of it or something, right? Turns out they got arrested, right? And so they never forgot my phone. Like, I've kept my same phone number forever.
Me too. I think that's a bad idea. Shouldn't I change it?
No. My grandma taught me that if you change your number all the time, that means that you're not a person. You're not like a genuine person. Like a real person that's steady and that's about their business will keep the same number. You know what I'm saying? That's a real business person. You don't see Southwest changing their number.
Since 1977.
You've had the same number.
Same phone number since 77.
That's a real business person right
that's
there.
That's a real ass business person.
Original 213 motherfucker. He ready.
So look, these dudes, right? They start calling me from jail just recently. Like, I've been getting calls over the last like year from jail. I'm like, how are you calling me from jail? How do you remember my number? They're like, I would never forget you. I always think about, you know, when I'm sad and when I'm upset, I think about how you made me color Pocahontas and how calm I felt and how good your pussy was and how good you was to me and all this. And I'm like, how are you calling me from jail though?
Why are you coloring books at 17?
Yeah, I was 22, had these gangbangers coloring and coloring books. Because I was like, whoever I mate with, if I accidentally get pregnant, that I want my child to have a talent.
A good
to be
artist. Okay.
In some kind of way.
At least you're thinking that. And
she, right.
They was too polite to tell you that your number is written all over the walls.
And these are guys who have never met you. Like, God, I think about you every day. Yeah. Tiffany.
But I'm telling you, these dudes are calling me. I'm like, how are you calling me? They're like, on my cell phone. How did you get a cell phone? Oh, you know, we sneak them in. Well, where do you hide it at when the police come? Oh, I hoop my phone. Hooping? What is that? What's hooping? So this comes back to the anal thing, right?
Yeah, I had a feeling it would.
They put their cell phones, or they make cases for their phones that are shaped like penises, or they put them inside of a glove, and they stick it up their ass, right? So one of the dudes, he has a Samsung Galaxy 3, okay,
what?
Smartphone.
A note? He's shoving a note up his ass?
Yes, up his ass. I said, how are you getting your smartphone in your ass? He said, well, it took me 7 days. I had to manipulate myself. He said I had to violate myself on a daily basis for 7 days, stretching his asshole out, just working, doing a circular motion in his butt. And he stretched it out, and
he gets
the phone up in there, boom, no problem. And then he's always like, so Tiff, when I get out of here, I'm going to be out in 5 years. Do you think we could hook up? I was like, I can't compete with a cell phone.
Yeah.
I can't compete with that.
I'd take my Kindle.
When you pass gas, do you accidentally call people?
Let me ask you something.
Imagine they're like, oh, fuck, I forgot to text him back. Son of a bitch!
He got the cell phone, he got an iPod, he got an Xbox.
Yeah.
He got a Nintendo Wii up his ass.
On a 60-inch flat screen TV up his ass. But did you hear about the dude that had that AK-47 up his ass? He had a big-ass gun up his ass.
An AK-47?
Maybe not an AK-47.
Oh, no, it can't be no AK-47.
He had a Glock up his ass.
Yeah, I've been talking about that on stage, this chick who got naked and pulled a gun out of her snatch.
Yeah.
Out of her fucking snatch.
Yeah.
Speaking about gangsters, please welcome to the show, part of a Naughty Show regular and official sponsor of the Naughty Show. We love him very much. We're proud, and he's going to be joining us in our 420 show as well.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show, Gino, everybody, from
Gino!
LA.
Thanks for having me, guys.
LA Speedway.
Speedway, baby.
Gino, we know that you are, this is a busy time of day, but you took a little time off really quickly. Is that a power mustache you're rocking right there, Gino?
You know, I'm just going for the full mustache and beard. You know, I feel like it was time for a change.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
I got a lot of people telling me I look a lot more grown up this way.
You
well,
do.
You know,
great.
It looks like
I'm not ready to
pussy.
Grow up. But
yeah,
that's what
wait,
it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Well, hell, it's still just 5 o'clock shadow. It needs a few days.
It's
really.
Coming. It's
yeah,
coming.
It's coming.
Summer Santa isn't impressed yet, but let me tell you, shit's gonna fucking happen for that mustache, man. That means business. That says cocaine and fucking jacuzzis right
wait,
there.
Wait, my mustache says get an ass on my face, and his.
Okay,
says
well yours is gay. His is a sheriff. Okay,
yeah, yours looks like nuts should be resting just below your chin.
Why? Beautiful. It's a that's better mustache.
No, I'm gonna tell you, it looks like. What you call them, YMCA guys?
Village people.
The village people.
Village
yeah.
people
the straightest
like wear,
rock band of all time,
it
yeah.
It looks like you wear assless chaps at nighttime.
Okay? I do. For glitter, my glitter shows.
You know, I'm always under the impression if you're going to have a mustache, you got to have the one that just kind of twirls
yeah,
up if
yeah.
you're going to go rock just the mustache.
The Snidely Whiplash.
That's that
yeah.
part.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That real partner. Quick, Gino, did... did you bring any gifts for our good friend Honest John and Tiffany?
We sure did. I got
oh
some edibles,
yep.
some tasty gummy bears and Jolly Ranchers,
yay.
As well as some nice smokable joints.
Yeah.
Yay. I love gummy bears in my mouth.
Yeah.
Where's the summer Santa?
Can we give
now?
It to him? Now you
sure
guys
can.
Can't smoke anything
she loves
here.
A lot of things in her mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I sucked my thumb till I was 18. So.
While making gangsters color books. They're like, what the fuck is going on?
That I got mean, creepy. Oh,
yeah.
Color that in.
All right. Let me go get the ass rag to wash your ass.
No, that's only for guys that
know,
I'm in
I
love
know.
With.
It's just
I've
one
only
guy.
Done
I'm
that.
Sorry.
How many dates do you have to go in before you know you're in love?
How many dates?
Yeah.
You mean how many bills are paid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
don't smoke.
You
can't
you
smoke
so
in the studio.
I don't smoke
this
in
is
the
a corporate
studio.
Studio.
Okay.
But
that's
I want,
okay.
I want to give you guys.
Thank
a little
you.
Taste.
And if you are going to eat those edibles, don't drive. You know, make right. sure you know what your tolerance is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know my tolerance. When it comes, I always take edibles with me on the road when mm-hmm. I go out of town because, yeah. you know, I don't want to just be carrying weed. I mean, I do carry weed, but in a maxi pad. But that's a whole other story. But I let edibles on the airplane. It helps me to rest and stuff.
Yeah, but so. I did one. I remember my... The clinic where I go to, they gave me a little tiny thing, and I just didn't think nothing. I popped it in my mouth and sucked the whole thing and lost that fucking day.
Yeah.
There are times when you don't know how much is in one. You'll eat one, and you'll be like, oh, whoops, I took acid. I'm sorry. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Thought
yeah.
I was just going to have a relaxing afternoon, and I need to call my dad.
That's
tell
easy.
Him I love him,
I
and I'm sorry.
One day I ate an edible, and I thought I was a butterfly, and I was like, floating around everywhere, flapping my arms and shit. Yeah, I was walking all through the slots and swap meet. So many dudes were hollering. At least I thought they were hollering. They might have been trying to fight me.
Like,
I don't
ran
know.
Over a kid. You're like, yo, get, yeah,
I'm
right.
A butterfly. I'm a
not
butterfly.
That easy.
Yes,
no,
I was so horny.
Well,
I got to get a booth at that Sloss and Swap. Yeah.
How is LA Speedweed doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We got a lot of big, exciting news coming up. We are going to be opening up in San Diego and San Francisco.
Oh, awesome.
So
congratulations.
LA Speedweed is officially just Speedweed.
So now for now, and you just want to say Speedweed.
I don't mind, especially when we got Gareth giving the
Ally Speedweed, Jado.
Now, have you had any trouble from the feds at all?
No, not at all. We make sure that we're 100% compliant with local law. 2 months ago, the DOJ announced that they're not going to pursue any medical marijuana prosecutions in medical marijuana states for the places that are following the letter of the law for the locale that they're in. We're also a delivery service only. So a lot of the L.A. City Council laws that they tried to put into effect affect only dispensaries. And the reason they were trying to outlaw them, they were saying because they were public nuisance, and we're not that because we're a patient-to-patient exchange in their house. So you don't see us. We're not a public nuisance. You're not walking by smelling kids smelling weed as they're walking by shops. So we make sure that we do everything by the letter of the law. Again, just because there's just no reason not to. There's, plenty of, there's plenty of ways to run a successful business without cutting corners and getting in trouble for it.
Are you originally from Boston?
New York City.
New York City.
Oh, them fighting words.
I'm just checking.
One thing. I want to say this while I got the mic here. Obama, I know he probably don't listen to Playboy.
He follows me on Twitter. Yeah, he's listening.
Oh, okay. Obama, listen, there is something that you can do, You can, by presidential proclamation, remove marijuana from the Schedule I drug classification.
Absolutely.
Put it down where alcohol is. Stop being a pussy. Take care of that shit.
Yeah, because you smoke weed, Obama. I read your book, and I look at your lips. I could tell that's not Newport's thing. That is weed.
He smokes weed.
Let me say this. Obama's got tiny hands. Anyone notice that?
No.
Obama's got tiny little, like, T-Rex hands.
Really?
I watch him when he talks. They're like, when you see Scottie Pippen, this dude's got some weird kind of fucking, like, alien hands. They're just like 8 feet long of hands.
Yeah.
Obama's got
Ray
little John baby
Rondo
hands
too.
Yeah, yeah, dude, these monster hands. Like this kid, the Greek kid who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. His hands are so big he goes around his head to like over here.
Wow,
it's so fucking huge.
Arsenio hands.
He's got. They're probably gonna make him wear sweatpants. He's probably that hung. He's got playing basketball down with pants past his knees at this point. He's gonna
be playing. He's got to wear a thong to hold his dick up. He's got to wear a thong to hold his dick up.
Well, he's going to have to play in Cavaricci's, you know what I'm saying? But Obama's got little baby hands.
Yeah.
So what that got to do with anything?
I'm just telling you.
It's hard for him to sign any legislation because the pens keep slipping out of his little baby
hands. He's got both hands.
Yeah. His whole body's on it. He's like, uh-huh.
It's got to be hard to pass a joint around a circle with him because everyone would be staring at his little hands so stoned.
Look at those little baby hands.
Yeah, some big ass like, ears, though.
Look at those hands, man. I'm high as shit. Are you dating anybody right now? I know last night, I don't know if you were talking kind of on stage about some. Are you dating anybody?
I don't date anybody in particular. I'm not like in a relationship.
Dating?
Yeah, I date.
Was what you were talking about last night on stage, was that real?
Kind of real. I am dating a guy that's like a bodybuilder. I've gone on a few dates with, and he's so strong that it's uncomfortable. I think a lot of times guys get all super strong and stuff, and they don't realize how strong they are.
Yeah.
And then once they get with a woman,
sometimes
they're like,
that hurts me,
manhandling.
Too.
Like, I'm like, you're manhandling me. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm hugging you. I'm caressing your back. No, you're fucking not.
I'm just trying to hug you.
You are squeezing my ribs.
Smash! That pussy.
Hey, we just spent the whole day at the zoo. Now, I don't know what she thinks, but I'm counting it as a date.
Yeah. I think that's first base.
I was hanging out with Mr. Drummond. I thought you adopted me.
That's what a lot of people at the zoo thought.
Oh, look at that. Look at that man with his black adopted child.
That's so cute.
So well spoken. Are you dating white guys, black guys, Mexicans? Who's the best in bed? Who brings the heat?
Now I have to think back like 7 years ago because that's when
men.
I was fucking everybody. But I'm dating
old
anybody.
White men.
Anybody. No, I'm gonna tell you, I dated an old white man back in the day, and I'm gonna tell you what I think about white men. I think all white men's breath smells like milk, and the older the milk smell. Now I was dating this old white man, and he almost died on top of me. I felt like I was in the color purple. I had to call the ambulance and everything, and the milk was spoiled. And
now I gotta make sure my breath is breath horrible? I breathe on you sometimes.
Your breath is fine.
Okay, I'm not spoiled milk.
It smells more like goat milk.
Okay. That sounds like horrible.
Middle Eastern, right?
That's just uncalled for. Mexicans.
It smells
Mexican
like camel
breath.
Milk. No, your breath smells like camel milk.
Laugh it up, gay boy.
With a little sand in it, too.
Laugh it up, you homo.
Mexicans' breath smells like horchata. Their breath smells like horchata.
That's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with women?
No, never been with a woman.
Never? No. Not your thing?
Not my thing. I don't eat tacos.
Is there any woman you'd be with? Like Beyonce? She said, eat that ass. Would you get out and scrub it?
No. I worked in a free clinic for a little while, so I seen sick pussy, I'm good.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
a pussy that coughs.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that my pussy is strong enough for a woman, but it is made for a man. Yeah. And that's all I want. And I'm a jealous person. I don't want to be with a female whose titties are better than mine or her body look better than mine or anything better than me, because I'm gonna want to fight the bitch like straight up. Like, so when she get naked and she be like,
that'd be so
rubbing
weird.
Her big titty on me, I'm like, bitch, get the fuck up
ow,
off me.
She's
like, I thought we were making love. No, bitch, you don't know.
What
I
if you were having
like,
a threesome? That's when they start fighting. You're like,
what the fuck
come
is
on.
Going on?
Fight this boner.
And then I'm like, I couldn't even do a threesome because first off, I don't want nobody else seeing my moves. I don't need no bitches to. I'd rather you steal my motherfucking jokes than steal my sex moves. You
really?
Understand me?
Oh, man.
And I don't want. Yeah, and I just.
So I can do Black Unicorn on stage? Is that?
Yeah,
are you cool
can do
with that?
I don't give a fuck. Do the Black Unicorn joke on stage.
We'd all love to see you try it,
too. If you try to steal my sex moves, you try to steal how I move this unicorn pussy.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Okay. That's a problem.
Let me ask you, what do you have one special move?
Oh,
you
I
have
got,
that
I
move
got,
where you're like, lock it down, shut it down?
I got
down.
Several moves that I know if I do any one of the six moves that I got.
Can you give us your fifth best move?
Any of those six moves that I do, I know this dude's about to come. That's it. Like,
right.
This
sounds
when
like some Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
I got six moves.
Six deadly moves of the Black Unicorn.
Six deadly moves of the Black Unicorn to make your rod erupt like a and let go of volcano lava.
This summer!
White volcano lava. That's what I call it. White volcano lava.
Do they have to be
the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Do they have to be used in combination or any one of them will
any
do
any one of them at any time.
Gino, you don't want to see these six moves back to back. You'll fucking die.
Yeah.
I got this one move. I sit on the front of back, right? Reverse cowgirl,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I reverse cowgirl. And then he be laying on the bed and I kind of squat over and I just like bam, 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 right? And then I do a little twerk flick thing like that right there like bah, like little flick boom thing like that and then they just die for like 45 seconds. They just be dead flatline. I have to get the defibrillator out like clear. And that's another reason why I don't want nobody else there, because I don't want them to be like that bitch killed him. No bitch this pussy killed him.
See, you could be the pussy assassin.
That is a character. I'm gonna predict it right now. You're gonna be in a Quentin Tarantino fucking movie.
Oh yeah, I want to.
You will be.
I want to be.
You will be, and you're gonna kill somebody with your pussy.
Yeah, I'll be the pussy assassin.
Pussy assassin. Oh man, I knew this show was gonna be great. Last John, please tell everybody listening where we can find you, what you're up to. You got any dates coming up you want to push? We'd love to push your stuff.
Okay, let's see. I'm on Twitter, Real Honest John.
Is there a fake Honest John out there trying to steal your?
I have no idea, but I couldn't just do Honest John, so I did Real Honest John.
Why couldn't you do just Honest John?
Because there's some fucking used car dealer or some shit like that has that shit,
like
right?
Used car dealer, you know he not
Honest John. They should be like Highlanders. There should be only one.
There should be only one, and I should go around and chop all the other motherfuckers' heads off and live forever.
Like Highlander.
And I'm also on Facebook, Honest John. My blog, which is a really cool blog, is Honest John Productions at blogspot.com. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on all that shit.
Oh, you're on Pinterest. You're getting some old snatch then, right? You're working that old snatch.
Well, I can't be on the Instagram shit because I got this little fucking flip phone here.
Dude,
so,
I've been thinking about getting
that's what they need in jail, flip phones.
Yes. Yes.
Seriously.
Might have to shut up your ass if you want to get out of here. real quick, Gino, push product. Push product.
Well, besides L.A. Speedweed, we do have a show that I'm sponsoring coming up on May 18th. It's going to be Sky Blue from LMFAO, Schwazy, B-Real.
My sister's virginity.
Oh, he's one of my good friends. I'll have to mention that.
Yeah, ask him about Jasmine. Ask him about Tiffany Haddish. She's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's my first. Yeah, whatever.
You guys should get into show free then. You should get into the show free.
Well, it is going to be free because it's a $20 cover, but L.A. Speedweed is giving you $20 back for every ticket sold. And then once you get there, you get another $20 from L.A. Speedweed that you could spend at the show because it's a weed show. So bring your
L.A.
Bring your racks. Everyone will be smoking. We'll have a Naughty Show VIP if you guys are ready for it.
We are there.
It's going to be down at 333 Live May 18th. And go to L.A. Speedweed for more information. Be happy to have everyone listening come on down. Come from all over the country.
We'll tweet the fuck out of it.
Tell Sky I said hi.
Gareth, what do you got going on?
I'll be in Irvine with Sam Tripoli June 10th.
It's Ontario, dude. Okay. Tiffany, I got 1 minute. Push it.
Every Tuesday night from now on, I will be at the Laugh Factory doing the She Ready show, representing for the last black unicorn.
Are you done at Bite Size TV?
Oh, no. Yeah, right after Bite Size TV, I go right over to the Laugh Factory, and it's like all sexy females. It's hot shit.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And then I'm going with Death Squad doing a Cat Pack show the 18th, 19th, and the 20th.
Great
gigs. We're going Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. We're going to kill that. I'm also on tour with Jenny McCarthy doing the Dirty Sexy Funny show. The last black unicorn on the show, killing it, headlining.
Best bitch on the planet.
That's what's up.
Okay, real quick. I am going to be in Tucson, Arizona, April 25th with Brian Red Band. And then I will be at Chili Bombers at Phoenix, April 26th. Those are on my website. Grab those dates real quick. Do we have anything? We got to go fast.
All things comedy. Check out My Dumb Friends. It's a podcast hosted by Dan St. Germain and Sean Donnelly. Go on allthingscomedy.com. Check out Jackie Cation's album. This would make an excellent Horcrux. And go on Netflix and watch Tom Segura's special, Completely Normal. Both are available on iTunes. Do it.
And follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, guys. Great show. You guys rock. Happy, happy, everybody. We love Playboy Radio, all things comedy. See you on the other side. Bye.
Or we could do bubbles. You could get some bubbles, right?
Stop!